A very good morning on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Yevamah Samach Hei, Yevamah 65a, pagination 129. Four lines down from the top, Tanu Rabbanon, a very intriguing Gemara. The Gemara tells us, Nisis lo rishon velo hayu labonim. A woman gets married to a man, and she does not have children from that union, even though they were married for a very long period of time. In Shulchan Aruch, when this is recorded, it's recorded as 10 years. The first husband divorces her. L'sheni, she's now married to a second husband. V'lo hayu labanim, she still doesn't have any children. And the second one, after a long period of time, divorces her. L'shlishi lo tinase, she should not marry a third man, elo lemi sheyesh labanim, unless that man already has children. This is a throwback to a previous Mishnah, which told us that there's a mitzvah on the man to have children. And now that she's been with two husbands and she hasn't had children, we have a fear or an assumption that she's not capable of having children, and therefore she's not supposed to marry a third person who has a mitzvah still of Peru Revu. Obviously, the inference here is that if he has already had children, so then it's a matter of discretion and decision whether he wants to marry this woman. We mentioned that really he should still be trying to have children, but there could be other mitigating factors, and he may decide to marry her if indeed he's already fulfilled his mitzvah. The Gemara continues and tells us, Niseis l'misha ein lo banim. Let's say, contrary to our ruling, she gets married to a person who does not yet have children and did not tell him of her presumed condition. The ruling is, Teitse b'loksuba. He could terminate that marriage without giving her a ksuba, with the argument of Mekach Tos, he was tricked. He wasn't given full disclosure of what he was getting into. And since not being able to have children in a marriage setting is a critical piece of information, so she would have to disclose that before the marriage. And if she didn't, Teitse b'loksuba, the marriage can be terminated without granting her ksuba money. The Gemara asks, Iboi luhu, we have the following question. Nisei slashlishi velohayu labonim. Let's say she marries the third person and a long period of time elapses and she does not have children. Mahu dilatavuha hanach kamoi. Can the original two husbands claim back the ksuba money that they paid? What you see over here very clearly is that we should go back to the original text and read it carefully and realize that it was only the third husband that did not pay ksuba because he claims mekachtaos, you had two husbands that you didn't have children from, so we can already have an assumption about your condition. Now you married me without telling me of the condition, so I don't have to pay ksuba. But the first two husbands with whom this condition was not established, they would be paying ksuba. How unfortunate. You married 10 years, you didn't have children. But legally, it's nothing more than unfortunate. We don't claim mekach taos that we knew for sure that she wasn't able to have children. During the first two marriages, we simply terminated them as a sad affair, unfortunately. And you do pay the ksuba. So now the question is, if she married a third person, and again she did not have children, Can the first two husbands turn around to her and say, we want our ksuba money back? Because now it's established by three different husbands, the concept of a chazaka, a repeat performance, that we can assume that it's not just by chance, but it's actually an underlying condition. Can they get their ksuba money back? Mimatsu amri, can they say la to her? Igloi milsa da'at hu degaramta, can they say to her that you're the one who caused it? Odilma matzu samra luhu, or maybe she can respond, hashtuhu dekachshoi, when I was married with you, at the time that you divorced me, we didn't know what the condition, what the situation, we don't know. Maybe it's you that caused it, that we didn't have children together. Maybe it's me that caused it, that we didn't have children together. And the result was that you paid the ksuba. She argues, maybe that all, just as it was true at the time, remains true. We don't know. Maybe you're the cause, maybe I'm the cause, you end up paying ksuba. But if you see that I'm not having children now with the third husband, hashtuhu dekechshoi, maybe I became weak now, maybe a new condition occurred which stops me from having children, a condition which I did not have at the time that I was married to you. And therefore she wants to claim to keep the ksuba money. And the Gemara concludes this case by saying, Mistavra matzas omra luhu hashtadu kichshoi. We will allow her to argue that this is a new condition and we will not undo the original rulings that granted her ksuba money. This case is quite intriguing because the case highlights, it's a paradigm, if you don't know who is the cause, as in the case of marriage, if you have situations, whether it's damage or lack of producing, but we don't know whether it's from him or if it's from her, that we're not resulting with the conclusion that we anticipated, that we were looking forward to. So how do you play that out? Who do you attribute it to? Who do you blame it on, so to speak? And it's an unknown. And therefore we paskin that she was entitled to the ksuba by the first two. And when it came to the third, she's not going to get ksuba from him, because going into that marriage, she should have informed him of the possibility of this condition, but she does have the right to retain the money that she already has from the first two husbands, with the argument maybe the condition as a condition developed later. Iboiluhu, the Gemara continues with a new nuance into this case. Nises la revii. Let's say she marries a fourth husband. Vahayu labanim mahu. And now she has children. What do we do now? So the first two husbands paid her a ksuba because it was just the circumstances. They didn't have children together after 10 years. She gets a ksuba for that. The third husband, the assumption was that she has a condition, and therefore he did not pay ksuba on his marriage, and he claimed, Mekartos, you should have informed me that there appears to be an underlying condition. But now the question is, Desitav elishlishi, can she turn around and claim ksuba money from the third husband? Now that she has children, she can turn around and say, clearly, it's not because of me. So the Gemara's first reaction is, Amrinan la, we tell her, Shesikusech yafa mi bidibureich, far better for you to be quiet than for you to talk. Because you're after your ksuba money, which is a nice amount of money, but the matzi amar la, the husband might turn around to you and say, Ano adaita dehochi lo girashtich. Oh, you are able to have children? Oh, so then the fact that I divorced you was a mistake. In which case, she's living with a fourth husband in sin, and the child that she just had, that she thinks is going to get her extra ksuba money from the third husband, is actually her undoing. That child could be a mamzer if the third husband claims that the get was given by mistake, now that I know that you could have children. So that's a very dangerous place to go. Maskef la Rav Papa. Rav Papa objected and said, "Iihi shaska." That's nice that she's going to be quiet because she doesn't want to undo her life. But anan mishaskinon. But we're not going to keep quiet. Nimtza get batol avanei mamzerim. It looks very much like the third husband divorced her by mistake. What are we supposed to do? We need a real answer on this problem. Ella, rather, the Gemara concludes, Amrinan, we say, Hashtahu debraisa. Now she got healthy. In other words, we're going to assume that a change happened, and we're not going to undo the conditions of the third husband's divorce. The third husband divorces her because it appears that she has an underlying condition, and he argues a mekach taos. We're going to let that stand. And if now she's bearing children, we're going to assume that somehow she had a refuah shalema, she got better, but that the underlying condition that was assumed to be earlier was indeed present at that time. Yoshe Koach, thank you for joining.